Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to finish up with the news at the start of the next segment. Then we're going to go to your phone calls. I want to hear from first-time callers again on any of the issues I've raised here. We've got big breaking news going up in the next 10, 15 minutes or so that is going to go over a lot of really important info. Just so you guys know, you just opened a mic up or something over there. Switch got flipped or something. So I'm getting the audio out of studio. Sounds like it's off now. No, it's off now. Thank you. You heard it too, John, right? Yeah, the wind noise, whatever it was. That lost my train of thought. It doesn't matter. I didn't lose my train of thought. There's like so many thoughts. How do you reach into a sea of them and pull up the most important? I guess you don't. I guess you just start going over the thoughts, and those that have ears to hear, they're going to hear. Those that don't, they're not going to. Very soon, Watson is going to have this military news. I'm going to call Watson. This news is so big, I need to find out when he's going to have this up and ready. I'd call him on a regular landline here, but it doesn't work anymore. Oh, they turned it back on. Hold on. That's awesome. I didn't have this phone for a few weeks. I don't know what's going on in here. Then we come back. I'll go to your phone calls and the news and all the rest of it. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231 on this Friday worldwide broadcast. I know Watson's deep in writing right now. He may have already posted it. Everybody just needs to hit refresh. Hey, Watson, what's your ETA, brother? I know it's a 115-page document, but I've looked it up. It's an Army manual current, and I just want to point to all our other re-education camp stuff and then just link to the full thing. And we're going to get our source on tonight on the nightly news. But I was telling people the ETA was in about an hour at the start of the show. What do you think the ETA is? Okay, half an hour. Do what must be done, Watson. It's just, you know, confirmed military training to use machine guns and mortars for martial law. I mean, it's, you see all the re-education stuff and PSYOP stuff? All right, buddy. I'll quit bugging you. Thanks. Oh, side issue. This video me and Aaron are working on for almost 3 weeks. I just want to keep that as a featured video on YouTube. I'm going to tell folks over there to do that for about a week. And I want, you know, you to watch it, write an article next week with your perspective, whatever that is on it. But I really want to promote this video that's coming out. I think it's very important information. All right. Thank you, sir. See ya. It's my right-hand guy right there. Always delivers. Okay. Oh, boy. We're going to go to break here, and I'm going to try to calm down. So ridiculous. So ridiculous. What we put up with in this country and the fact that it's going to get 50 times more out of control. And it's just, people do the same thing every generation over and over again. We're going into a really decadent cycle right now, a really dangerous, destructive cycle. And I just really feel sorry for people. I really do, because we have been so spoiled rotten after all our forebears developed and built for us. And Katie bar the door. I just think about children, though, and that's where I get angry, and that's why we're going to have to get the word out as best we can, but prepare for physical defense. And you know, once they start it, the best defense is a sustained, unmitigated offense. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us as we prepare to take the plunge into the New World Order.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to blitz through some of the top stories here. We have big breaking news with confirmed Army documents that add to the other pile of re-education camps, sustained massive warfare that they've trained in Iraq and Afghanistan, door-to-door roundups, killing political dissidents, just absolute treason being prepared. No wonder the military is waking up and going, oh, you're absolutely right, Alex. We've had military confirm that they've got states prepared to go against other states under federal command. And that's in the John Moore Defense Authorization Act. But that they're actually training to send in armor and air from other states into states they think that may secede. But the Union was hijacked by foreign banks who announced they've conquered us on the news, like Hitler parading Paris after they surrendered. And you know what? Most of the cops went out and saluted Hitler and said, all right, we're under German control now. They were called the Vichy French. And I guess that's really what's happening here. I'm not guessing. That's what's happening. Because they just do it by increments. And now they have the TSA out there engaging in every form of bizarreness you can imagine. It seems bizarre if you really believe they were trying to keep you safe from imaginary terrorists that the globalists openly fund in Libya and Syria. That's back in mainstream news. TSA explains bizarre new policy of testing drinks purchased in airports. Agency claims it is attempting to be unpredictable
Now, again, to be clear, I've seen this for at least 3 years, but now they're announcing it because it's going in everywhere. You go through, you go to a shop because now you need the little thing of shampoo, and you need the toothpaste because you can't have that because you're a terrorist, and you need the bottle of water, and maybe you go get a sub sandwich because you're going to get on the four-hour flight. Don't we all do that? You go get it, you stick it in your bag, and here comes waddling up people with a cart, and they're now starting. By the way, I saw this 8 years ago, or about 7.5 years ago, when I was in San Francisco. I saw them searching people at the gate. It was a group of World War II vets wearing their caps from the USS Arizona that had survived. I'll never forget this. And back then, I was not really intimidated, but I wouldn't pull a camera out, you know, on the security at a gate because I knew they'd come after me. Nowadays, I just do it. I'm done. I don't care. I mean, I've told the story probably 20 times that this one World War II vet wearing the Arizona hat had his wife with him, who looked like she was about 2 steps from the grave. He was about half a step from the grave. I bet that guy died within a month. He was going back to see his buddies. His eyes were peeling down with water dripping out of them. You know, when somebody looks like they're about to, you know, literally, he had a walker and an oxygen tank. And this guy jabbering at him was some private security they had there. It was called, I think, Wolverine Security. Bright blue, something like Cobra Commander would wear, going, I couldn't understand what he was even saying. Gibbering at him and poking at him. And the old guy obviously had hearing aids on, didn't even know what planet he was on. I mean, imagine you got an old man who looks like a reanimated corpse. Okay, I mean, he looked that bad. Okay, there with his wife, and there's a bunch of guys getting on a plane to go to the World War II Pearl Harbor Memorial. Because a few days later, I was back in Austin. I remember on the news, there was the whole event. I'd seen the guys flying out of San Francisco to Hawaii. I mean, can you imagine wanting to come over and gibber and jabber and poke at some old man because they don't understand you? Imagine the lowness of someone like that. We've had Colonel Craig Roberts on, who flies a lot. He talks about how he's seen that himself. It's like there's something about these wolves, these wimps who want to be predators, who when they see a woman or a child or an old person, it gets, and the worse off they are, the more excited they get. Like you see an old person, you immediately want to go over and help them. And you think about your grandmother or your grandfather, or you think about, you know, memories come back of visiting people on their deathbeds, and you want to honor the old. And then you see these people, and that's what our country's become. That's who we are. It is a religion of treating us like garbage, running us into the ground, dominating us. And so, okay, you want to trade liberty and freedom and a stiff backbone with a jellyfish servile system? Knock yourselves out. Knock yourselves out. I'm preaching again. TSA explains bizarre new policy of testing drinks purchased in airports. Agency claims to be unpredictable. It wants to be unpredictable. You mean power grabbing. There's always more. Now they're saying, oh, we've decided to stop stripping women and children in front of people, taking their pants off, their shirts off. You've seen those countless videos on the news. You don't have a choice now. We're taking you to the back room. And see, this is the point now where I can't fly at that point, because these are known criminals hiring felons, pedophiles, killers. I haven't seen killers yet, bank robbers. And they want to get you back there, and they kill people at these. They'll get you back there and beat your brains out and say you died in the cell. You saw that happen out in Phoenix. They'll get the local cops in there to do it with you. And that's what happens. I mean, now you're going to interrogation rooms, and they're setting up interrogation rooms that are mobile on the highway. So when you drive up to one of these random checkpoints and the TSA's there commanding the Army and the Marines, I'm not kidding. This has happened in Tennessee, you name it. Look it up. There's videos on the news. And they literally take people now to the interrogation center. And now the cop brings you in, the door closes, and there is the person in their little chair. They turn towards you. Sit down. I've been interrogated flying into Canada like this. You're going to go to prison. We've got your laptop, and if we find any porn on it, you're going to go into a Toronto prison, and we don't like you bleeping American pigs. And I'm like, wow. And we know you want to go to the Bilderberg conference. Let me tell you, you're never going to leave Canada. You'll probably get 10 years in prison.
we're downloading all of your laptops now. I'm like, well, I don't have any illegal porn on my computers. I don't think I have any porn. But, I mean, you know, there's three of us. And they're like, no, any porn is taking it across the country lines. And I'm like, well, I haven't looked at any, but I don't think there's any porn on the computers. And they sat there for 15 hours getting madder than a pistol. They downloaded our entire computer, stole everything, and there was nothing. There were photos and JPEGs and things from like tiles on the websites of like, you know, they come back in and go, what is this? And it'd be a cop putting handcuffs on somebody, and I go, that's photos. We're updating the website. What is this? And it showed like a SWAT team in black mask, and I'm going, well, I was like, you know, why don't you just be nice and let me go? They were so stupid, though. They'd taken all our cell phones, but Aaron had this little bitty cool one that was so small. We lost it about a year later. And I was like, I don't care what they say. They're out of the room. Call Jim Tucker. We call Jim Tucker at like 3 a.m. and get him up out of bed. We go, Jim, you got to do it. Because we knew the hotel he was at because we were going to stay at the same place with him. This is in Canada, 2006. I said, Jim, you've got to call all the press. They're either going to put us in jail, they can find something, or they're going to deport us. They're going to send us back. You got to get the media here. And, man, by like 10, 11, they're screaming, they're cussing. We're still going to prison. We're bad. And when they know we've done something wrong. And then all of a sudden, I'm having flashbacks to all this. All this media shows up out front. We can't see them. And the guy comes in totally fake and nice and goes, I have a daughter. I have a family. If I get fired for this, it's all real fake. Now he was begging mercy. If this happens, if you tell him what went on here, I was told to do it by the conference people. Promise me you won't say anything bad. Promise me. And I said, well, I'll tell the truth, but I'll be easy on you. And I went out and said a little bit. And the guy was like fake crying and all this stuff. But, I mean, that's who these people are. Can you imagine that guy when he meets his maker? Boy, I don't want to judge you, but I don't think God's going to like you too much. That's all I got to say. I mean, look, cowards are the worst thing on earth. If you're going to be evil, then stick to it and enjoy it. I mean, I couldn't imagine. This guy had endless energy from like 10 o'clock at night until noon the next day or longer, 8 o'clock at night, whatever it was, to march back and forth. And he mainly had me behind closed doors yelling at me. And it was just pathetic. It was an absolute pathetic. It was pathetic. You do not scare me. Well, your weakness scares me. I mean, looking at you is scary. Looking at your essence, looking right into your bones is disgusting. Because I don't have some high view of myself, but my goodness. These wimps that want to exercise power on people, only the most cowardly, pathetic jellyfish are like that. And I want to thank God every day that I wasn't born like that. That I wasn't born a bully. Because there's nothing more disgusting than a filthy bully. And you know where bullies are going to go in the history. In the dustbin. So they're announcing that they will have unpredictable measures to snare would-be criminals now, and terrorists. Yes, by testing your drink. I've seen them with people at a McDonald's, Whataburger, I don't remember what it was. It wasn't Whataburger. You know, one of those hamburger places at the Atlanta airport, going over people and them taking the top of their cup off that they just bought with a tray and testing it. It's about making you feel like you're a criminal. So that article's up at InfoWars.com. And then there's this one. New TSA policy ordering travelers to freeze on command. So again, it's prisoner training. Freeze! It's a police command when a cop has got a gun on you and is going to kill you. In the threat continuum, you don't say freeze unless you're preparing to kill someone. Meaning that they've got weapons or they're in the commission of a crime with bags of money in their hands. And it's saying, you're not just under arrest. You're not in a custodial arrest, which is what all these, when you're pulled over it is, or these situations at the airport. It is prisoner training. This is, hey, you're now in a violent continuum right now of the force spectrum. You are a criminal that I am apprehending in the commission of crime. Freeze! It's an order, and the American people are going to love it. And if the TSA told the average American to urinate on themselves or chop their children's hands off with meat cleavers, they'd probably do it. I tell you, land of the people that love slavery. Well, you're going to get it then.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop hogging the broadcast. Let me get to some more of the news. I just start getting into what the TSA is doing, and it's going to get more and more insane. If you think them yelling freeze, because they tell you to walk out and go stop right there, and they put you in a little prisoner booth, and they have you put your hands up, and it's total prisoner training. And now they're hiring criminals to take your daughters and sons behind closed doors to strip search them. And they go, well, we don't call it strip searching, but we do take your clothes off.
And just like every tyranny, they hire a bunch of goons to do it. If you thought the bizarre power trip behavior, the TSA, could get any crazier, think again. According to a friend of political commentator Lou Rockwell, the federal agency is now ordering travelers passing through security to freeze on command, explaining how he got how he had arranged with his family to split up as they were passing through airport security. The correspondent, whose story is posted at LouRockwell.com, explains how he heard a commotion from a different security line. He heard, freeze, freeze, or something like this coming from the output side of so-called false security, where my wife was followed by further barking of commands from where I was. I couldn't see much. It turns out they were doing a new drill. They want all passengers to freeze on command. My wife told me later that she didn't follow this order fast enough, so the subsequent barks I heard were directed at her. Yeah, this is getting you ready. You want to see what a re-education camp looks like? It's very accurate. It's in the movie Children of Men, where the globalists have sterilized everybody, society's collapsing, and the bus rolls into the re-education camp, and they're pulling people off. They want to shoot on spot those they're going to torture, those that they just send into the ghetto, but they've got a fence around. And that is exactly what this is. In fact, guys, will somebody go rent that or buy that or Netflix it? Because I want to fair use show a clip of that, because that is incredibly accurate. When they roll into that, they got barking, you know, dogs and all that. It looked like Maryland when they forcibly inoculated 2,000 people 5-6 years ago. It's actually covered in the Greater Good DVD. And they had police dogs, black uniforms. It's the law. Got to take shots. We'll arrest you if you don't. There was no law. It's just all a criminal exercise of power to set this up. And so, yes, now the screaming, in fact, I've already gotten reports of this before. And of course, you know, if a metal detector gets unplugged, oh my gosh, terrorists must have got through, stop all the planes, pull everyone off. Oh, now we've got to be in the parking garage because terrorists might be there. Oh, they might be out at the end of the highway coming into the airport. We got to have a checkpoint there. Oh, they might be down the main road towards that road. We got to be down there. Oh, they might be at the park. We got to be there. Oh, they might be at the shopping mall. Got to be there. And then the TSA is now running federal, and the insurance companies are saying, your mall has to get federally certified, and they say a TSA inspector must come, and you must comply. So see, just the new security everywhere. I almost didn't speak when I was in Santa Cruz. Michael Zwirling did a great job getting me out there. I'm on two of his fine stations. We had 2,000 people total come out to the two events, because the place held like 900 plus, but it sold out in a few days, so I booked the second day. And so the mall security, the boardwalk, you know, theater security, it's like an outdoor mall, said he's not going to speak if we don't run security. And they were real nice, treating me like I was the president or something. Again, they really figured out this culture so I'd get into it. And I'm not mad at the station. They're great folks. They groped everyone coming in. And of course, you're there, and it's like, we got to check them. And I guess it's for my safety. But you know what? I'd rather be free. Listen, I'm not living in fear. If somebody wants to kill me, they do it out in the parking lot. I mean, I see Glenn Beck at events. He has like 30 people, and they'll call a SWAT team out for him. Our reporters have been at events where the president is, and people like Glenn Beck, you know, have more security. Just, I mean, shoot me now if I was ever going to live in that much fear. I mean, I just don't understand this. But again, this tyranny is a culture set up by cowardly people. This is what they're into. And I'm already digressing. Be technical, he had more security at an event than Mitt Romney. Not the president yet. Not yet. Okay, I got this entire other stack of drone news. You know, Joseph Farah had not told anybody about this, but I guess he felt like he should go ahead and say it on my show. And hey, guys, I forgot it. Will you bring me that email that WorldNet Daily sent me? It doesn't say it's not for air, does it? I don't know why they sent it to me. I read like 90% of it during the break, and I just wanted to make sure before I show it that I they didn't. Well, then obviously it's to be used on air then. Anyways, I'm going to get Farah back on next week to talk more about this. But he lives out in Northern Virginia, you know, in the hills on a piece of property with no one around him, and here comes the police drone, you know, with its little flashing lights and little legs. I got to get him back on to describe more of it for people, because off air he described more of it than on air. Because he was, again, didn't want to be a conspiracy theorist, so he was kind of timid about even telling the story.
But now it's up on the Drudge Report, Red Link. We'll tell you about that when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Be sure and hit refresh if you're on InfoWars.com right now. Because we don't have it set to auto refresh, you may miss some of the new news being posted. To do this justice, I'm going to just take calls now after I hit this drone news, and then go to your calls continuing for the first half hour of the next hour. Then we have the two winners of the InfoWars.com reporter contest joining us. But coming up at 8 after or so next hour, I will get into this article. And I've got to call Watson. He is the best, an amazing mind, but he always tends to underreport something, trying to be conservative. I read through much of the 100 pages, because I could speed read, got it this morning, of the new Army Field Manual, and we've confirmed its authenticity. And our source is impeccable, but we also confirmed it through another source. I'll just leave it at that. By the way, the source will be on tonight. Mr. Fight, who broke the news up in Minnesota of the state police drugging people and giving them free drugs, including cocaine and heroin, to set them up as informants, to basically false witness against people. First, that didn't exist, and, oh, the state police didn't know, and the mayor didn't know. Turned out they all knew about it, and the report was real. He was able to get this document. A lot of this stuff's public. Part of it isn't. So we're going to get him on the nightly news this evening and set up fight for Sunday. I'll be live this Sunday. I was going to go to Colorado. I've canceled that trip, not because of the fires, but because the RV's engine blew up. And it'll take him a week to even get to it because I guess it's summertime and all the RV engines that are blowing up now. It's like trying to get the air conditioner repair person out. In 108 degree temperature, and the guy shows up at 9 at night. Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Mr. Jones. But I've been working 12 hours, 14 hours a day. Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for fixing the air conditioning. So it's the same thing. I was going to go to Colorado. I'll take my son with me, do some reporting out there, but just for a week and a half, but I'll be here now. I still am going to have Mike Adams and the great John B. Wells, both of them great people, filling in one day a week next week. So I'll take my children to the lake or something. But side issue, drum roll, please, because this latest Army manual is the worst yet. It is the most out of control, most tyrannical, horrible confirmation of everything we've seen so far. And Watson has the headline, Army Manual Outlines Plan to Kill Rioters in America. Actually, it says rioters, but see, that should be citizens defending themselves, because the police will just pull back like they always do. It isn't just rioters. It's protesters. It's people trying to take their government back. So it's prepares to repel 1776. But the point is that it says civil disturbance, period. And under the codes in here, and we've seen this borne out in military training I film, but also in Pittsburgh, where my reporter got arrested, that they announce on the loudspeakers, no protest, no being outside, if they say, that's civil disturbance, and then they kill you. Now it's just rubber bullets and stuff, sound cannons, microwave guns. They are preparing to try to and of course, it'll be done perfectly. Government agitators will have groups that people like to look down on when the welfare checks won't buy goods anymore because of hyperinflation during a collapse, or other scenarios. This is one of the prime scenarios they've got from just reverse engineering everything they're doing and all the documents we have, that then they'll start shooting at fire department people like they always do. Got to know that's provocateur, most of it. And then, oh my gosh, and then the mowing down of people will begin. And then, oh, thank goodness the Army came and restored order. We're just accepting this now, even though it was a 15-year-old plan by Rand Corporation to roll this out, right as the Secretary of the Army calls for it. It's all been to acclimate you and all to get you ready that patriotism is, oh, I forgot the good part. There is gun confiscation. Well, you saw it in Katrina. They're going to cordon cities, and you prove you're good and get the food and get a travel pass when you turn all your firearms in. And, of course, the Army is going to be searching your house. And guess they've got a backup youth brigade, a Hitlerjugend, a Stalinjugend, a Mao youth brigade. Don't they always? They've got the Explorer Scouts who've been training for at least 5 years to do house-to-house gun confiscation. I mean, I have it from 15, 16 years ago, 1998. But how many years ago was that? Yeah, like 14 years ago. I have that. But confirm that in the New York Times, they're training for house-to-house gun confiscation. In Arcadia, Iowa, they said in the news, the Army will practice locking down the city of 675 and will take the guns from the local gun shop and will go door-to-door confiscating weapons in a drill. And then I read the report and it was like, hoax website says gun confiscation, even though they said it. Like, there are no drones, even though there goes one right there, but there are no drones. Hey, this thing's a tax. Supreme Court says so. So do you? No, it's not. But it is a tax. The IRS takes the money out of your account, and if you don't buy it from the private groups, you're just like, never mind. No, it's not. You're like, yeah, it is. No, it's not. 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 And they just want to keep you in that inaction because they found in psych warfare actuaries, most folks will just go, okay, well, whatever. You're wrong. I'm right. They're like, sure. I know you are, but what am I? I mean, it's just these games they play. Look, they're criminals. If the average person in government isn't bad, that's one thing. But you work for evil criminals, okay? The country's been captured. The only way to turn this around is they're trying to bring in the EAS to take over media. They're trying to talk about shutting websites off with no due process now. They're talking about arresting people. Cass Sunstein is at the White House who criticized government. I mean, they're really trying to see if they can get you to do it. And during a collapse, they'll say, go arrest the political dissidents, cops, and your paycheck will work. That's basically what it's going to be. And if you then show up and do what they ask you to do, it's over. They're going to win. Because you're going to get killed en masse, and so are citizens, and then they're going to bring in the I-4 troops and the NATO troops they've been training for. Oh, we're going to be talking about Operation Black Star with Colonel Craig Roberts next week. He's going to be joining us with Key Intel. Former Army Intelligence, Marine Corps sniper, Vietnam, SWAT team commander, helicopter pilot, Oklahoma City bomb investigator, one of my favorite guests who I've never seemed to get on. We're going to twist his arm and get him on the show. He's also somebody that died for 10 minutes and they couldn't resuscitate. And, of course, you know what he saw. Because we only see a very tiny band of what's really going on. That's why I feel sorry for people that are blind spiritually. You have no idea, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so I might as well get to it now. I mean, here it is. Army manual outlines plan to kill rioters in America. And you notice they're announcing, oh, we, you know what? We've been developing armed drones for decades. And here, police departments, train with them real fast. They got shotguns. They got 50 cal. They got riot guns. They got tear gas. And you better get them. And here's some armored vehicles. And get ready and dig in and store food. Because those evil terrorists are going to attack you. And they're not the guys over there, jihadis. It's the guy with the John Deere hat. I've been to the urban warfare drills where they got them in overalls going, not going to take my land. You've seen the video. John Deere hats, man, literally handing out John Deere hats. This is what your enemy looks like. That looks like my granddaddy. Your granddaddy was an American. You're not with them, are you? I mean, you couldn't make this up. You watch a movie like Red Dawn, and they've got everybody in the local sports stadium, which FEMA admits they're going to use on people and have, with loudspeakers blaring, "I'm founding fathers are pigs, the Constitution is garbage," and then you get a FEMA training manual, and it's exactly that. I mean, these people are open scum criminals trying to take over the country right now. I mean, it's happening. And everybody's like, oh, I think Mitt Romney will save us, really. He's like, it's not a tax. Obama's right. I helped write it for the big banks that run me. But I might repeal it. Just give me a break. Give me a break. I'm like, well, maybe it'll get better once Mitt Romney gets in. The elite get what they want. Yes, I will agree in deep analysis. The Democrats, on average, are more mafia, more street thug, more will kill you if you're criticizing them. Republicans just go ahead and just do whatever they want. You know, Republicans just ship guns into Mexico to destabilize it and get control of the drug trade and put it in the bank. Got to bring the guns back and then blame the Second Amendment with it. You know, sure, I guess Obama is worse. He went that, I guess the country club Republicans, even though they're tyrants, they still kind of like freedom and kind of like the way things used to be. Kind of like all the rich Republicans, you know, that go into the country two-step and dive bars and want to have fun. The cops kind of leave those alone because, the big boys like it that way. Listen, you're going to lose it all. There's no deal with this place. There's no deal with the New World Order. Okay? You don't just have a little tyranny because you like being in power. The tyranny doesn't work that way. It gets worse or it gets better. It doesn't stay in one spot. And right now, we're sinking like a rock. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. I'll just cover this later. Again, it's red linked up at Drudge Report. We'll show folks that if they're watching on TV where they can find it. Spy drone, Buzz's journalist, secluded home, WorldNet Daily editor Joseph Farah. He didn't want to describe the whole thing on air, but, I mean, he lives back in Virginia, folks, in those hills and mountains. I mean, nobody. It was for him. It was right above him. But, you know, off air, he's like, I don't want to get too much into it. It sounds so crazy. Well, you know what? Reality is crazy. It happened, Joseph. So you told it, and now it's big news. I mean, you used to run some of the biggest newspapers in the country. People know you're credible. Yeah, you better carry a camera on you at all times, man. You better have cameras rigged up all over your farm. Anyways, oh, yeah, they don't like that counter-surveillance. Continuing here, I got it at my house. And I'll just give you a newsflash. They're hitting just the stuff you see. What, are you going to jam all my neighbors if you ever want to come in on me? Oh, that's a bigger problem, isn't it? It's not to live in fear either. It's so whatever happens is on record. Ooh, that really upsets you that I've got cameras rigged up off my property. And you don't know, are they being recorded in one place? Or is it being wirelessly sent somewhere? Or is it being sent over lines? Oh, you don't know. Mike Adams sending me motherly advice about putting aloe vera on my fingers. Mike, my aloe vera plants have been used or lost in moves. I don't have any. I need you to bring me some aloe vera. I'm just joking. Mike Adams will show up. We've had producers here before that are sick. And he hears about it and he shows up and brings them medicine. Mike Adams, the Mary Poppins of the InfoWar. I mean that in a friendly way. He'll be filling in on Monday. Spy drone buzzes journalist, secluded home, WorldNet Daily editor Joseph Farah. They will be at war. We will be hunted down. And he goes over all of that here in the article, the little loving police drone. The one with the little four legs buzzing with the flashing lights. I mean, they want you to know they're there. Flying around his property. And believe me, I know it went on because I've got to enjoy the visitations by the helicopters. You're like, oh, they probably just thought there was marijuana growing in your yard or something. No, folks. They were flipping my mother off because for whatever reason, my parents' address still shows that's where I supposedly live. Even though I never lived there. I took mail there 20 years ago, and so they get the visit with the guy hanging out, flipping her off, 2 days after I went to county commissioner's court and talked about how the $11 million German helicopter was too much and how they didn't need another one. And so they dropped by. And then they dropped by. They found out where I was really at. This is what government does. It's a joke. Sending me more messages here. Okay, I'm out of control today. Look, I'm being conditioned, though. The fact that I'm sitting around joking and laughing when we have an Army document talking about gun confiscation. In fact, that's a whole other article. I need to get Watson to do one on that. Or I can get Kurt Nimmo to do it. This is all breaking so fast. Okay, I've just got to reset. I'll get to it later. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls, and I'll get to all this coming up. Let's talk to Nicholas in Pennsylvania, then Shane, DJ Joe, Eleanor, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I totally agree with you with this. I heard you earlier talking about Children of Men, and I think it's a great film. And, people don't really see, the symbolism in it, and, that's really important. But I just have a couple of questions. Right now, I'm taking care of my grandmother's apartment buildings. And, I've just been really curious about the real estate market. And, everyone knows it's been really bad, but, and also some of my other family members have, houses and stuff. So, what do you know about the real estate market right now?
If the globalists decide that they've got to back off and go slow, the real estate market will go back up nationwide, not to previous levels, but up, I would guesstimate, within 2 to 3 years. If they decide to hammer down, which every indication shows, they're going for broke. They're publicly running Al-Qaeda, attacking countries. They're publicly gutting everything. Romney's not showing any sign of changing course. Conservatives, if he gets elected, will just suddenly sit down and love it all. So either way, we're in trouble. Every indication is the globalists think, and I think they're probably right, that they're going to end up all going to prison unless they get it all. And they're going to end up losing that, too. But they're just going whole hog. I mean, we might as well have a cross between Mao Zedong, Stalin, and Hitler mixed into one, running things, looking at us right now, trying to figure out how they get everybody to do the horrible things they want them to. And so the future destiny is up to you. It is not some set thing out there. It depends on what you do. If they, with all their spying and algorithms, think that they're not going to be able to get away with this, already they don't have a good chance of getting away with it. But they love to dominate, and even though their computers are telling them they're not going to get away with it, they are so used to it and they can't imagine they're going to lose. They show that Hitler turning into Russia, Napoleon going to Russia, you know, Nero thinking he was God. The megalomania has set in. And it's setting in with their minions. You know, the one good thing is their minions are such trash and so stupid. And I'm talking about, you know, the TSA type folks, the code enforcer bureaucrat type, are so pathetic or awake. Some of them are awake. You know, if you have a brain, you're awake. That it's all about our compliance. So at this point, pick whatever you can. Stop complying. Just stop complying with whatever you can. I mean, here's an example. One crew member says when he gets tickets, he just keeps sending it in with the wrong paperwork over and over again and just procedurally. And you can tell it goes in the problem stack and later just gets thrown away. Sabotage them. What's sabo? It means sandal in French. Sticking it in machinery. Sabotage them. Sabotage everything. This is an enemy. We're occupied. And so peacefully, lawfully, sabotage everything. Sabotage, 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 sabotage every little act against them. Every little poster hung up. Every time you stand up to somebody getting in your face. Every time you talk back to the TSA person. Every time is one step closer to victory. Does that answer your question?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, I'll have to look a little more into the real estate market. But, yeah, I mean, all that stuff is really
all
important.
Right, God bless you, brother. Sabotage!
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
You know, that last caller sounded disappointed, and I'm sorry I can't give you a definitive answer. I would have had to ask you, where are you in the country? Then I'd have to go research the trends there. I would have to, there is no definitive answer on what you should do with your real estate. And I understand you're managing a building for your grandmother. But I don't know what to say. I mean, I can't really give you advice on something that's so specific in your area. I mean, take real estate in Texas. It had a fall in the 80s that wasn't in the rest of the country. And so Texas real estate, on average, never got up to the overinflated levels of other areas. So our bust was not as bad. And in some areas of Austin, it's actually come back. But that varies, not just city to city, but area in the city. So I try to give you a real answer, but, I mean, if I can't give somebody a really good answer, I am not qualified to give you advice in your own life. There is a very good chance there could be a total collapse, and it's an engineered collapse to bring in world government run by the bankers in their own words. They say this. I've played the clips here. CNBC 2 weeks ago, probably played it 10 times or more, probably 15 times. In fact, cue it back up for me, please. This is what's going on. So I can't give you advice because it's all up to these lunatics, and what they do is governed to a great extent by what we do. So that's the bottom line right there. Again, mainline systems will teach you, well, this could happen or that could happen. It's all what we do. Let's go to Shane in Washington. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Love the show, man, and thank you so much for waking me up in January.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, I had the honor and privilege to meet Jordan Maxwell, and I got to see a presentation, a lecture that he did down in L.A. about the dawn of a new day, about the Soviet symbolism. I was wondering if you're going to be or have any plans on having Jordan on in the next
Yeah, Jordan has been booked on the show like 5 times, and then he always wants to move it a few weeks down. He has a bunch of stuff going on. He was booked like 2 weeks ago. He was booked a month before that. People call and ask him on, and I'll get more calls asking him on, but you've got to ask Jordan if he wants to come on the show.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. And then also, I did want to bring up the fact that when I did go down there, I took the Amtrak, and it's getting bad on the Amtrak, too. I went down there, and as soon as I got off the train, I mean, these detectors or whatever they were just pretty much singled me out in my pajamas.
No. They're TSA inspectors. And they just do whatever they want. Feds who aren't even feds, out of their jurisdiction with an 80-hour training course, and they are doing the new American handshake of grabbing your genitals on the highway. And I mean, they're not just in train stations, brother. They're demanding to put their hands on your wife now on the side of the road. I mean, it's over. They're criminals. Red alert, mayday. So what they do? They singled you out. What'd they say?
Oh, they just searched my bag and went through all my stuff, messed up my luggage, and we're smiling and laughing while it happened. And then the guy had the audacity at the end of the search to try to slap hands with me, and I just kind of laughed at him and just kind of gave him a cold shoulder, I guess.
Oh, he didn't like the fact that you were laughing, so he wanted to, like, be friends. Well, see, it's important to be friends with your prey. No, we're not your friend. We don't like you. We don't like you. And once you start a hot war with us, we will meet you on the field of our choosing. Anything else, sir?
No, sir. Thank you so much for the work you and the InfoWars team does, and I'm looking forward to hearing more news that you guys got. Thank you so much, Alex.
God bless you, brother. We have fought as hard as we can to reverse this military buildup against us. Now is the maximum effort to reach out to military and police now and educate them. Our lives and their lives depend on it. It's all real. The New World Order is real. You better choose a side, ladies and gentlemen. You better choose a side right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.